Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I was telling Ramsey earlier, like, listening to your music and like what the way that it sounds, it brings me back to when I was like growing up. I used to listen to like Bone Thugs and Harmony, or in college I was listening to like Flatbush Zombies and so ASAP Mob and
a juvie.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. It's good to be back with the co-executive directors
of Vibe,
Bridget Flores, Julio Monterosa. Took a little hiatus, but I feel like Ramsey
has been found.
Yeah,
he was in Italy drinking spritz and shit.
Yeah, well, so 2 week vacation, and then... You know,
hey, there was rumors that you was out there at a golf tournament, like
they said I was a 6'2" and under. So my boy Dave, shout out to Dave. You know, he's a little bit shorter than me, so
shout out to you, short king.
I had to go support him in his 6'2" and under pickleball tournament. You know, all these rumors, but
yeah. He was gone for a while, so
it's good to be back.
I feel like a teacher who comes back after they had a sub. You know, and they're sitting down on the desk.
They tell
with their
you
head
all
down.
The things we did yeah. wrong.
He said his name was Seymour Butts.
Nah, but we got some very illustrious, very special guests in the building. We got the Death at the Derby crew.
Yes,
all
sir.
Three of them
all
in the
three.
In the building.
DJ rare Dup, sighting, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, very rare sighting. We got DJ Dub Plates, Lord Juco, and Cousin Feo in the building. What's going on, y'all?
Yes,
it's good to have y'all.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, same. Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, we've done. You two were both on the show back way back when. Shout out to Jeremy Riss. Jeremy Riss did the interview, and then we had Feo back. You know, at the old studio, we did some Instagram Live stuff with the two of y'all, but never had all three of you. But so I'm excited to get going. But how have y'all been? What's new with y'all?
Good, man. We've just been wrapping up the Sasla Capitano project, and it's been nice, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get new stuff in order for the next year coming, and just trying to close out the last bit of it strong, you know? New stuff, new merch, new bunch of little everything coming up, man.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, we got this guy in town. You already know what it is. Like, to get him in here from Toronto and just be able to do something like this, let alone all the other stuff, you know, Dubs just referenced and everything like that. New music, new everything. We got, what is this, the final season of the Derby series, but that doesn't mean like this is over with or anything like that. It's just we're gonna evolve in a different direction. This new project is gonna show that evolution we kind of mentioning right now, but everything's good, bro. Anytime my brother's in town, it is lovely. With my other brother, who I get to see, you know, a little bit more regularly, but we're here together, and anytime we're together as a group, I feel like that's when the force is really felt, you know.
Yeah, how often do you get to travel out to LA?
Not as often as I'd like, but whenever I can, really, it's just, you know, life, right?
Right. So yeah. Let's talk about the new.
He's a dad right here, bro. Amongst the three of
us, he's
the father, right?
Hey. That's crazy, man. That doesn't change much, but you know, like without going into detail, yeah, life is just, you know.
Lifing.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel that. There you go. I was just in Canada, so you know, I feel the vibes.
Where both?
I was in Calgary.
Oh, nice.
But I went to Toronto before, I think 2018, 2019. I came back and I was hardcore rep in Toronto, like for like 6 months.
Listen, this guy too.
It's a vibe.
Don't be surprised. Call Phil here.
Wagwan. I came back with the Caribbean accent.
Right.
That's what she was talking like that too.
I was in Jamaican patties for like 2 weeks.
It just hits different.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gives you something different. Like, we don't really have, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but the, like, Canadian, as soon as you get there, like, the Canadian vibes, just everything, the energy is just a little slower pace. Just it opens you up.
There's a lot of LA-Toronto comparison, like, you know.
Diversity.
Just in terms, the diversity.
The diversity, for sure.
Even, like, just a bunch of highways, bro. You know what I'm saying? When I was driving with them, I'm like, bro, I got a lot of damn freeways just like we do. You know what I mean? Mad traffic, all that shit. So it just kind of felt like at home with that regard and everything. But yeah, bro, freaking being having him here, being right. able to, you know, enjoy LA. I know for him it's a vacation from a lot of things, mm-hmm. but we working, we doing what we got to do, and you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get all the questions on him.
Yeah, right, right.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchups reports for baseball, boxing, golfing, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Before we get into all that, Fayo, I wanted to get into, there's a whole thing with you and Instagram being shadow banned and all this and that. It's been crazy. Like, I don't know what was going on. Like, you got a beef with Zuckerberg or
maybe he seen my tweets.
Hold on. We have nothing, Dub Plates and I have nothing to do with the international terrorism that cousin Fayo is doing. We don't know anything. We're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, the whole term of team just went out the window right now. You know what I mean?
It was messed up that you were low key, like, mad targeted. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know. it was a trip. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the first time was around the World Cup was when it all kind of happened, you know. Lost the account, got it back, had it for four more days, and they took it back. And then any account that I tried to make up after that just got hunted down and taken down.
Crazy.
Yeah. Only thing they never touched was the Darby. And we were all like, dude, how, you know? I don't even want to know the answer to that question. But
I didn't put it in the air. I was like, don't even put that on the universe. Because it's going to be like, I'll show you how. Everything's going to fly.
I've seen that Instagram is doing this whole wave of just they're just taking accounts down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't matter how many followers you have or this, that, or the third. Like, you know how they're always changing the guidelines, you know, while you sleep or whatever. You just wake up and you're like, okay, cool. Like, I agree or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just kind of giving them that pass to be like, whoop.
Terms and conditions,
but
man. Yeah.
That was an L. I ain't going to lie, bro. That sucked, you know, just because of all the hard work, the relationships, all that was curated, you know, over that period of time. And just to literally have someone snatch it like that, you know, and you have no real, like, say in getting it back or even an answer as to, like, how or why or whatever.
I mean, high key, one of the things that tripped me out is that, like, we all post the same stuff. I mean, you post your own stuff too, but it's like, as far as projects or anything that's got, like, you know, jersey logos or anything like that, it's like, we all make the same post. Yeah, it was weird that it was just you that was like.
And I mean, we all have, you know, obviously all on IG and stuff, but like, every day people were posting, whether it's a movie scene or an old cartoon or this or whatever.
So it was like the highlights and like the different, like.
We could all take a guess and
that's
have
crazy.
A good
they didn't even tell
you. You know what I mean? I'll never know exactly why, but just from talking to people, you know, Dubs had experience kind of with that, you know, years ago too, and with all the technology and bots and all that kind of stuff that can happen, who knows, maybe I was, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it was an L that I just had to kind of carry for a bit, but we've been able to kind of swing it back in our momentum and stuff, because people who are kind of trying to figure out where'd he go, you know, where is he now? Now they're going to all the other places to find me. My website has more subscribers, you know, more streaming numbers, more this, more that. So it's, you know, it's balanced out in a way. It still sucks, you know, but it ain't gonna stop me. If anything, it just kind of motivated me more, to be honest.
Yeah, and y'all still pushing out stuff like you know, the whether it's, you know, the merch, like we were talking on the way in, you know, the quality of stuff, vinyls, like physical media, not everything, like, you know, I was looking for the first two Capitano singles on streaming, you know, trying to, but it's not there yet, but like y'all are doing crazy physical like media.
And we take pride in that, bro.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, and so like what's that been like? What is that strategy like? Because I think it's very, like, you got to stand out somehow right now with, you know, just like everything like being super saturated, and you know, the fact that y'all are kind of pivoting towards, you know, more physical media, whether it's, you know, the scarves, we got the ball right here front and center, the vinyls, you know, y'all do the cassette tapes are going crazy. Like, what went into that decision, and was that something natural? Was that something, you know, that y'all strategized
on? I would say natural, just because, I mean, me and, you know, maybe with the exception of Dubs or whatever, in terms of me and Juco just being nerds on the footy, you know what I mean? Because of the theme of the music and stuff and everything, like it just made, it's just natural, like for us to incorporate a soccer ball or a soccer jersey or a scarf, because those are all actual elements of the culture that we are highlighting and we're representing in a way, kind of being our own ambassadors of it, you know, in a way. And we're able to stand out with it too because of the hip hop side of it. You know, we're not, it has that grimy, raw, like you listen to some of our beats, you can hear an old Mobb Deep rapping on that, or old Wu-Tang rapping on that, or whoever your favorite, you know, underground grimy artist is, you know? So we just, you know, when we started, we didn't have it perfected. You know what I mean? Me and him just kind of were going off of the energy of like, oh, you like soccer like I do? Like, bless. Okay, boom. And then we just kind of built off of that. And then Dubs, even in the beginning, if you listen to his cuts on the first album to what we're doing now, he's even like elevated our formula, you know, to a higher level and whatnot, where if you go look, everything is very precisely placed for a reason. Like, he's not just cutting shit up just to cut some shit up.
Right. No, everything definitely gets put, like, specifically, like, for certain things. Especially, like, you know, there are times him and I go at it for a long time just finding samples, and he finds a lot of random cutty stuff, but it's, like, always, like, you know, I'll listen to his verse, I'll listen to Juco's verse, and I'm like, all right, how can we make these samples play back and forth, like, via, like, bridges and choruses? Because, like, you know, anyone could just scratch, like, in between, you know, in between two verses, but it's, like, to make it all fit and have its own, like, little bridge, like, make them, like, okay, he sounds like they're actually rival teams playing against each other, and that really makes the whole projects come to life. So that's really, like, and, you know, that's really what that, as far as, like, the sample parts go, like, that's the best way, the formula that we've figured it out. Like, in the beginning, it was like, oh, yeah, cool, like, get a couple highlights, throw it in there. And then it was like, I was like, actually, no, we should be doing it like this. Mm-hmm. And it really, like, you know, paved the way for the whole recipe.
Yeah. Yeah. The structure, because, like, you know, like the typical song structure, verse, bridge, chorus, verse two, like, y'all don't really do that. But the cuts, you know, the samples of, you know, different announcers going crazy, like newscasts, broadcast, whatever it is, that kind of brings everything together and puts gives everything.
Yeah, the intros can give it that sort of that energy that you're ready. That in Spanish we call la previa, preview before the game.
Yeah.
Like you're like most fans are already jumping up and down before that, and that gives it that energy. Like, all right, they better come in hard because they already
the seen.
Yeah.
Not only the energy, but like the history too. And it's just like you're listening to it. You could be like listening to any of the songs mid verse, and you're like, wait, who are they talking about? Mm-hmm. And then you hear like the little anchor, or the little like preview, and you're just like, that's hard. Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Giving the people the whole stadium experience. You know what I mean? Like it's game day for us. Mm-hmm. You know, when we make that music, and for me and him, it's butter just to be able just to rap verses and write these verses. But when we hand it over to him, like, that's when the song becomes something different because of how he places the sounds and the announcers that you mentioned and just all the little tidbits we can get from documentaries or from the player themselves and stuff like that. And once that happens, it's a whole different world that people step into. You know, it feels like you're going to the game, and it feels like you just watched the game, but you heard it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of what we were after. We didn't have the formula down pat from the beginning, but, like, they've talked about it. You know, we went through the process, figured it out, and now I think we got it pretty down pat. You know what I mean? Where we stand out 1,000%. No one sounds like us. No one's doing it like us. The quality we provide in terms of the merch to the music, it's all balanced out, you know? So it's taken us, 5 years now together?
Because, even before the death of the Derby stuff, you and I were already doing, like, soccer joints, like, even SoundCloud. Well, it was the first thing.
First one led us to him.
Yeah.
Well, led him to us in a way like that. And
it was a French joint, right?
You know, first interview we did, you know, like, we kind of highlighted that point. You know, he's like, bro, how's this dude rapping about Zizou? Like, no one knows about Zizou.
Yeah.
You know? And then me and him start doing what we're doing. And then that same energy is kind of funny because the European or South American cats are like, wait, where are you two from? And we'll be like, Toronto and LA. Like, how do y'all know so much? Like, because we're coming kind of from we're not the hotbed like other places, right?
Yeah.
The only criticism I think we get as Death is Derby is that he's from here and I'm from where I'm from. And they're like, how do you guys know about the sport? Like we don't have TV.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
like the internet doesn't exist. Like,
YouTube, my guy.
So I was like, we can see it. What are you talking about?
We can't,
like,
stream. You know that, right? It's like, I was like,
yeah.
You
know, in other parts of the world, it's like, right, we're barely getting to that. we're barely getting to that level of life here. Yeah. You know, obviously we right. can talk about the MLS and all the stuff going on with it, but out South America, Mexico, anywhere else is you breathing. Yeah,
it's very new here in the States. Like, you know, my parents, having South American parents, like, you know, soccer's, you know, big all over there, and, you know, going to Europe, big thing. Like, mm-hmm. over here in especially like in California, I'd say, like, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of people that play soccer, but they ain't like following it up and like watching it like constantly like that, you know?
Yeah,
so
just the level of fandom and shit. The closest thing I can compare to like Europe, like our sports, maybe is college football.
Yeah, like that college sports football, in general. Yeah,
it kind of gets there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And so we're just, like I said, we're just trying to do our part musically to like usher that in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Add to the vibes.
Yeah, like, even being American, yeah. like in this space, like we get like wild comments of like, yo, like leave like it'll be like some dude from like I don't know like London or whatever yeah, be like yo, leave the football talk to us yeah, like yeah, you know yeah, y'all yeah. can have you can do basketball you can do baseball but when it comes to football like you know this is our yeah, sport yeah. you know like y'all don't know what you're talking about like I mean like I guess that it just is what it is
kind of the territory yeah. we're stepping into yeah. you know and I mean right. everybody feels they know more than the next person sure. whatever you more or less qualified than me so on and so forth. We talk about what we can talk about in terms of like what we grew up watching. Yeah, there are maybe some themes or some players that we've, you know, made a record about that maybe we did some research more than another, but we're always gonna reference what we know, like what we grew up watching. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not really gonna hear me rapping about the players that were playing on black and white screens, right. you know what I mean, too
yeah.
often.
Yeah.
You know, so we keep it to what we know, and then when we got to do the research, we respect the game enough to go do the research because yeah. we actually are fans of the players or the teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think JUCO had a couple Graham Souness bars. Yeah.
I think I can coin having the first hip hop Graham Souness bar. yeah. So I'll hold that title very high. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
No, yeah. but talking about that, you guys talk about overseas. Across the borders up north, down south. Over the seas, where do you guys get this the most fans from? Like, when you see your numbers going up for like, cause you guys are making songs for specific fan bases, and they go hard. Like anything Boca, anything Libra, these guys are going, trying to go listen to anything any derby that you guys the rival team wants. Yeah, who had the best verse? The one that's promoting my team should have the best verse. Yeah. So like, where do you guys get the fan base? What do they say?
From my personal experience, a lot of it is overseas because those are the actual fans who are mm-hmm. surprised, you know, we're rapping about this stuff. So that's usually what it is. But I'm seeing homegrown love climb a little bit more and more, especially over here. We're seeing a lot more people active and participating with what we do. But yeah, the majority of it is the Europeans, the South Americans, the people who are like away from kind of, I don't want to say away from hip hop culture, but like further removed, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I get a lot of Germany and Argentina stuff all the time. Like, they'll spike really high. Like, Germany will always spike, and Argentina and Chile will always spike. Like, as far as like streams and plays goes, like whenever like I see, it's like, damn, I didn't know people were like bumping it that hard out there right now. I was like, oh, tight.
You ever thought about doing a whole like Death of the Derby MLS edition?
Oh no, yeah, they did the Big Ghost. They did LAFC, LA Galaxy, and then NYCFC and Red Bull.
That's what we got started. Those are the truest derbies, right?
Yeah, those
like,
are the
by
biggest.
Definition, like mm-hmm. truest derbies. But now we have Rivalry Week. Right?
Yeah, so we have all these teams. Like it's more than just two now.
Eventually, for us, anything that we do is definitely, it's always about the producer too. You know what I'm saying? Like if the producer's giving us what we want in terms of like just the overall energy of Death of the Derby, it's like the first word in our group is death. I mean, not to sound all like dark and, you know, evil intentions or anything like that, but it's like you gotta feel like the Grim Reaper coming around the corner when we come around, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's over for y'all. And like, that's how the production has to feel too. It has to get us to the level me and him need to get to even like bark at each other on the track.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we tell each other, don't hold back, bro. It's almost like an actual battle. Yeah. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and to your point, you know, we'll get fans to be like, yo, I didn't even listen to the River Plate verse. I just listened to the Boca verse. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's cool, bro.
That's what I did. That's cool. I'm a big Boca fan.
That's low key, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not offended by that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That just highlights their fanhood. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, cool, bless. But we got it from all places, man. That's the biggest blessing. Like, I would love to pinpoint a certain spot, but I'm more surprised maybe when I see a smaller country.
Even like, Toronto now has a rivalry. Toronto, isn't it? Toronto, Vancouver, or
yeah, Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah, that could be.
There, that's like an undertone thing. Like, see, in there, every sport. You
know, like, it goes the next song right there.
Yeah, no, for sure. We intend on doing that, you know. Yeah. There's so much we want to do. You got to space it out so people can, like, enjoy it, mm-hmm. soak it in. Take it in. And then even want more after they have that little experience and whatnot.
Yeah, they're wilding in Montreal. That do you see that player Montreal get banned from the league? He joined
the Sunday league. he wasn't getting enough playing time with the big boys.
He got mad. I forget his name. He wasn't getting playing time. Joined the Sunday league. Punched a dude in the face, got suspended from that. They banned him from the league. Montreal, they're going. Yeah. I don't know. Something's crazy going on. They're doing rebrands and
drops from a team for playing the Sunday league. Like that is
no, but not even that. Like you're in the pro team, you got dropped from the Sunday league because you fighting.
Like, yeah, not even the regular team.
Can't even go back to the Sunday league.
stay pro, bro.
You're still not gonna get playing time with the big guys. So it's just like you just messed it all up.
I seen that something went down or whatever and whatnot, but. Yeah, bro, freaking just in terms of everything we want to do, like even with this next final Derby season, right? There's only so many Derbies that are worth kind of doing because we can actually find the content that we need, those little sound clips that Dubs cuts up and these clubs have enough notable players or a rich history for us to highlight, you know what I'm saying? So we've kind of come to that last wave of Derbies that we can, you know, really dive into. So that's why we're calling it the third and final season. But even though we got plenty of other, this Capitano project, we're gonna reset the bar.
We're hard on the Capitano project. I'm really excited for everything to get the full release on it.
Talk about the concept really behind that, because y'all did, you know, Ballon d'Or with the Ballon d'Or winners. Obviously the Derbies with the different Derbies. So talk about you did a Zanetti and a couple and one and another. Talk about the Capitano project.
So I mean, for this last one, honestly, like these two, like they really mastermind like the whole project. These ones just gave me like a list of players and like this is what we're doing. This is gonna be the like for real. It's like homework. Here's a list of players. Whatever you can find, we're gonna come with some other samples or something. And so then like literally, I was like, well, just start feeding them to me. And we'll just get the ball rolling. Cause like I mean, all of them, like I said, like you know, it does take their time. Just finding this stuff alone, getting all the producers to get it, you know, and stuff, and even like you know whether. I work on a beat for them or you know, just do the cuts because we have so many different producers that we've worked with. It's always just that. It's like, you know, just the building blocks and like exactly that. Like, homie will just hand me a list. I'm like, all right, bro, here we go.
And one thing we were going through it the other day, and I know it was intentional from the beginning, but it just clicked the other day, is the track list order is their jersey numbers.
Oh, that's my numerical. Hard.
That's crazy.
That is hard.
So,
that's crazy.
It's a little thing.
The calculation.
It's definitely the weed, but
that's a good experience.
Y'all were like, wait, hold up.
We smoke good, you know what I mean?
But, it's a good experience, not a bad experience.
But
with
as
weed.
Far as like the theme itself, I mean, the title tells you a long
right.
You know, all these guys have been revered captains at some point in their careers for club or country. And that's kind of like the phase we're stepping into now. Like Death of the Derby, the series itself is on, you know, that final season's coming around the corner. So we're evolving with that Ballon d'Or project you referenced and even this Capitano. Now we're next phase is club and country. Mm-hmm. So it's Death of the Derby, but it's club and country. And all these LPs that we'll eventually be pushing out are gonna be different themes within the sport that everybody knows, whether it's a war like Ballon d'Or, whether it's a term like Capitano, you know, the Gaffa,
endless,
you know, whoever,
endless
you know.
Combinations and
bro, we can, me and him were sitting the other day and he's like, how long do you think you could actually do this? I'm like, well, considering how many countries are in the world, bro, like, what do you think? You know what I mean? And we're like, well, we could push this for another 5 to 10, you know, depending on how we span it out and how slowly we churn out or how fast we churn out this stuff like that. But at this point, like, we've been blessed to have the success that we've had, you know what I mean? The support that we have, that the music doesn't, we don't have to rush anything.
You get a pioneers in your craft because Americans, all North Americans don't get how, I've been saying this before, how spoiled we're going to be in the next 2 years with how much soccer is going to be on this side of the water. And like the greatest players that ever played, they're going to be here. We're going to be able to see them live. And then like we have to see a TV, like seeing Messi. Okay, we saw Messi play for Miami, but now we're going to see people in their actual primes balling out. Like,
right.
How crazy you guys think it could be now that all that soccer is coming to this coast? The eyes are going to be on this side. And what do you guys think? What's going to be next after that?
Well, I'll go first just to answer that one real quick. It's going to be insane. and it's finally going to be what we need, you know, it's for the music that we make, like the atmosphere that we've like been missing. Because I know, I feel like if maybe we existed in Europe or something like that, we were some cats from the UK, maybe shit hits different or more right away, you know, on a larger scale maybe, you know. But we're these cats from LA and Toronto, you know, we're not the hotbed of the sport, you know, but anyone who knows and is tapped in and really, you know, is about anything dope, you know what time it is with us. You know, we just need kind of like that environment to really let it like fully blossom, I guess, you know? So I'm excited for it, man. Like you said, people ain't prepared for the level of just energy that's gonna be here with Copa America. You have the World Cup coming around the way too. And I guess in the back of my mind, I'm working towards trying to be, have us involved in the World Cup in some fashion, right? Like, if we could be working with these companies, actually cutting some all original shit for them, blessed. You know what I'm saying? Cut that check and we'll do that shit done.
And you guys already have the catalog of you know, this is the proof of concept.
And I mean, everything from us being able to work with the Galaxy, even with a platform like you guys, even, you know, being in those circles like going to the event last night, we mentioned the Kappa and the Surgeon situation. Like, just being in there is always that 6 degrees of separation, like me and Drew go talk about all the time, bro. We're a handshake away maybe from meeting the person that could really open the door we're trying to get, you know, get through.
Or whatever. Doing stuff with FIFA.
I had the FIFA experience. I've been, again, we've been blessed.
All right, EAFC or whatever and it's called now.
All that stuff even humbled me furthermore, to be honest, because when you have something happen like that, you hype, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you're going for the next thing you could do. Like, how could I use this opportunity and parlay it for, you know, more and whatnot? And sometimes that doesn't happen how you think it's gonna happen. And from my experience, like, it kind of brought me back down to earth, kind of level-headed me again, but motivated me just to keep working. Like, cause you just never know who's gonna listen to your record, who's watching you work, who's watching you do this, that, and the third. Like, just focus on the work and then everything else will come. You know, I firmly believe that. You know what I mean? But I'm excited for that, bro. When we get here, they're gonna be games in Toronto.
So you're gonna be able to be out there doing this, singing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in the time that Death at the Derby has been a thing, there is a new wave of players already. You have not new wave, but you have Pulisic's. Yeah. You have Tayshaun Buchanan's. You have these kids who are really good and coming up now. So I can only imagine like 5-10 years from now, what the future of the MLS is going to be. And I hope it's a selling league too. I hope we just get it's young slowly, players slowly come in and just get rid of them. Yeah. Let them, you know, go elsewhere and gain that experience. But
now with Canada having that golden generation as well, they're starting their own league. Hopefully their league can pop off.
Yeah.
And then it could be a champions league.
Yeah, like Toronto, sorry to jump in, I'm sorry. Toronto FC needs to call me. And I'll go scout the CPL. Yeah. I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? But absolutely, because there's a lot of good players in the CPL right now.
But like Mexico always had talented teams. The U.S. is getting there now that with Canada.
Yep.
I feel like we can have like a powerhouse here with those three leagues just popping up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've talked about how we've seen like the Canadian league and just the nation in general just like being a competitive other side of not just like the USA and Mexico, but it's like Canada's in the talks too, and it's like Canada could be up there just as much as we've seen
they
both.
They can make a noise.
But the Canada soccer, there's like, we think, you know, US soccer is kind of, you know, the federation's going through their own stuff. The Canada soccer stuff needs to improve too,
It's a long way to go.
There's a lot of stuff that still needs to develop and, you know, to become like a serious soccer nation. Yep. Like, you know, but it's the, I mean, like Alphonso Davies is one of the, you know, he's like a world-class player.
Probably the best in the world right now.
Yeah. At his position, you know what I mean? Like there's no one doing what he's doing. And that is something that the U.S. has never had, you know, like we've never had a player at the best in their position in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's like basically a MLS Next product.
Played
USL. Started off as a forward.
Yeah.
Went as a left back, like the typical like left back nowadays.
Yeah.
Start off as a forward at youth. Nah, yeah, you're good, but you don't score as many goals. Go to the back. You're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Make some mistakes, but now he's
locked down, bro.
Locked down.
Yeah. I hated watching the game today because I'm a Man U fan, but dude is ridiculous.
Me too, man.
Dude is ridiculous. Like, dude, you can't outrun him. Like, and he has the touch and all the technical skills that you need to you know, be a Marcelo, a Roberto Carlos level of player and whatnot. You know, if he downloads the offensive package,
definitely.
You know, forget about it. You know, he'll go to Real Madrid.
Oh, that's a rumor now.
Yeah. I've been seeing that, and I hope it happens for him because that's a highlight to everything you just mentioned in terms of, you know, MLS Next Pro and even the Canadian League and a Canadian product and getting to Real Madrid, bro. It's like holy grail, you know. And so that is a good, you know, starting point for sure for anybody and whatnot. But yeah, we can get the Canadian League on board. Have this fool be an ambassador for them somehow, some way, bro. Like. Get the Death of the Derby sponsorship.
Make that call.
Yes. I mean, I mean, so you work with LA Galaxy and, like, you know, doing, you did a song with Merce, who's, you know, right. Like,
shout out to Merce.
An introduction with him. What was it like working with that team? Because, you know, you've been a fan and you grew up watching them.
Bro, that's a blessed experience for anybody. I don't, you know, if you grew up a fan of any of your MLS teams or whatever, and you got the capacity to do something creative with them, that's lit. I don't care what capacity or what it ended up being, but that's dope, you know? And for me, the first experience, they took a joint off of the Choripan, I think it was.
Was it for the Chicharito?
We did the Chicharito thing.
And for me, that was ill because, you know, I'm part Mexican, number one, so that's boom. I'm extra prideful, you know, in that moment. But he played for all the teams that I've been a fan of. You know, he's been at Real Madrid, he's been at Man U, now he's at the Galaxy, so I'm like, bro, that's super dope, you know? And that led to more, you know, opportunities, led to to work with Merz, which was very organic. We did a pop-up, he came up to us and just showed love, and down the road it just happened, you know, sent him a beat with a verse, hit me back with some, and Dubs added some cuts, and boom, you know, and that was unexpected, bro. Those are all the organic things that just kind of happened from...
Yeah, I mean, even with it being like a scrimmage game, I mean, it was just so hyped because Chicharito was coming out. We did got to do like a little showcase over there and stuff like that. And I mean, and it's, especially like just to do it in your own city, it's just most I was like, bro, like, this is cool. It's an honor, like, to just even be here and just to play music in the stadium, do any of that kind of
And it kind of put a stamp on the music for sure. You know, for anybody who's already listening to it, for us to rock with a pro level club, you know what I mean? And the music be acknowledged on that scale was like, okay, these guys are doing something a little different than maybe your typical rapper. You know, even though you see a lot of the rap being involved in the footy stuff, you know, basketball players, football players, you know, got a percentage of a team now, and, you know, they're showing up to games to see Messi play, obviously, and all that stuff like that. So we're ahead of the curve. I know we are. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of, again, just right place, right time. I feel we're just right there on the cusp, you know, of people, everybody knowing what we do. You know, we just got to stick working and let the work speak for itself until then, you know? Yeah. So.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to ask, because I think, I mean, what you're saying is, like, it's facts, right? Like, working with anyone that you've looked up to or even just seen come up is a blessing. But I did want to know, like, for you guys, do you guys consider yourselves LA Galaxy fans as well? Or, like, what are your thoughts on the MLS? Do you have a favorite MLS team?
Well, I mean, I've always been a Galaxy fan, like, just watching, like as far as, like, American football, I was like, yeah, it's just, like, by default. I was like, you know what? That's it, bro. So, I mean, but it was cool. Like I said, like, just to do something like that, like, you know, being from Los Angeles, having, like, get to, like, go there, play music, and do something that was, like, for such a big player coming down, like, and it was a big thing. Like, honestly, like, it was a big thing. So, naturally, like, you know, I'm going to gravitate to him, like, you know what, man, this is it for me right now. You know, like, this is cool. I appreciate it. And just, you know, to be able to broaden something, like we were talking about earlier, it's, like, not that big out here. So it's cool to, like, you know, make start building that bridge for, like, you know, other people to, like, hear the sound, hear what we're doing. And, you know, overall, it was a cool experience. And I was like, you know what, cool, like, even if I wasn't a Galaxy man at that point, I was like, you know what, cool, we're gonna put the stamp on this one for right now. I was like, bet, you know, I was like, you know, let it run. And then just, you know, like I said, the overall is like, cool, man, just for my city, I'm down for it.
Yeah, I'm not a Galaxy fan.
I know.
Okay.
It's not because I'm a hater, because I'm from Toronto, and I support Toronto, and it's sad, but, you know, that's what we have to do. So.
No, but Toronto was the first team with starting that new wave with bringing the young players to actually be a competitive team.
Right.
They were the most spend the most money. Was it 2016?
Yeah, no, the one thing I'll give them is they bring in a lot of people and they recycle them. Like, for me personally, I would have done anything to bring Giovinco back because he actually worked. The system worked with him. He knew how to score goals. Yeah, Josie was there, but, like, God bless Josie. But, you know, Giovinco made a difference. These guys right now, they made a difference in the wrong way. Like, how many games have we lost in a row? Like, 13 games. We have the worst stats I've ever seen in the history of watching.
Michael Bradley playing center back now.
It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. Yeah. It's sad. Everyone should be ashamed of themselves.
It's a tough yeah.
The whole organization. No, I'm not joking. It's really sad to see.
Yeah, it is sad
to
see.
You should hear him off the mic. Politically
correct. No, but that's a team with, like, rich history. When they won that championship, they didn't win it because, like, they didn't have the, like, it was a low budget team. No, they spend that money and they're like, we're gonna spend that money, we're gonna show you guys how we do this, and we're gonna take the championship in the most pompous way as possible. $30 million over y'all budget. Like,
yeah, absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely.
Like,
but we brought in what's the Dutch kid's name? Vanderweel. That's the defender.
Yeah, the ball.
With all the tattoos. Yeah. He comes to Toronto, has a baby, leaves. We sell him. Like, what happened? He came here to have a baby? Like, what did this guy do? You know what I mean? And we're doing this with a lot of people. A lot of people, Pozuelo. Pozuelo came, did a season, gone. And he played great. But, like, I don't know what the system is. I don't know what the pressure is on these guys, but they don't like it. They don't like it.
Yeah.
And Toronto has them blends. I don't know.
I'm still waiting for Insignia to do something.
Yeah,
you know, because, like, it was a big deal when he came over.
Absolutely.
You know, not on the level of Messi, but, like, there was, like, a lot of hype around,
yes,
you know, a guy. He was, what, like, 30 at the time. He's coming off of a really good season, you know, like, playing with the Italian national team. They just won the Euros. Like right before they signed him, right?
Yep.
So, like, it was like he was still playing at a high level, and I was excited. I was like, yo, man, like, this guy's still got some stuff in the tank, and, like, I just haven't heard anything. Like, I'm
to
not
to be fair though, like, when Toronto brought Javinko, they had spent money on the stars. Altidore was balling at the time, Bradley was balling at the time, Javinko out of his mind, but they had a core of just great MLS players, not the best, but, like, they were up there in their position. So
that's true.
Right now, they do have great players, but a great player can only do so much when it's 11 against 11.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
2 against 11 is not going to work.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, and then so also everything that's happening with the coach, I think that just throws it off.
Shout out Bob Bradley, man.
You know,
he's getting a bad rep. I love me some Bob Bradley, bro. It's
no,
crazy.
No comment. Yeah. But. Canada's coach, I forget his name, and that's terrible, but I think he'll do well. I think he'll do very well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think he was doing well with Canada, with the men's team.
He was with the women's team,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has
a
huge tracker.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. I think he'll turn it around, but, like, I don't think these guys have any confidence left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you lose the coach's respect, that's what happened to Bob Bradley with the LAFC. They had the same team. They just brought Sharon DeLone and, like, won the championship. Like, once you lose the coach's respect, it's over.
Yeah, they're having a rough season this year. So maybe next season,
Galaxy,
we'll see something different.
I mean, it's been a tough run for them.
I mean, Vanny was just Vanny's the last time you guys won it, right? Mm-hmm. Then the Galaxy freaking, you know, high off the nostalgia, him winning, let's bring him back. You know what I mean? I don't think he's it.
Vanny gotta go.
if you're just watching the games and you see the changes, like in game adjustments, you know what I'm saying? All the stuff that a good quality coach should have, he don't got it, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, and then some of the signings and it just everything, you know, as a whole. Obviously, the front office, everything and all that has been very well documented.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think they're starting to get that situation right.
Turned around.
The right people in the right places, and letting them do their damn jobs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's another big part of it too. People get jobs, but they don't. You know, you still got someone kind of still. You know, making the boss
the
call at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So what's the point of me having my job, you know, if I'm not going to be able to do it?
Right.
So I think they're finally fixing that stuff, but we're still a ways away from actually being something that feels like a threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there's only so high you can get off nostalgia. You know, I'm personally, as a fan, I'm cool off that. You know, we need to find something new.
What have you done for me lately?
I think LA Galaxy has them, though. They got William and William Kuntz.
Well, our little academy, freaking, we, you know, for the longest has, even though we, you know, it's not maybe as structured as it should be, but the talent has always been there in terms of academy players that go somewhere else and, you know, light it up or whatever, because we are just dumb and can't integrate them and give them a chance and do all this or whatever. So we just need to put people in the right places, you know what I mean? Let them do their jobs. And I hate the whole trust the process thing, you know what I mean? But you just have to trust in something.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know if there's been that level of trust in anything for a long time at the Galaxy. Now that Klein is gone, I think people feel that shit is restored a bit, but mm-hmm. yeah. We'll see how it goes. I don't promise myself nothing with the team. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know.
So wait, Klein's out?
Yeah, he's been out. They finally got him out.
In terms of the on the field winning, it was like a two week stretch where it was like
he's like up like 3 months now.
For two weeks it was like, you know, we're turning it around, tied two games straight, we're back.
Only thing crazier about that whole stat is that it came from a TFC fan. That's the only thing that's crazier than what he just said.
Yeah, I've been having similar seasons,
you know. But it was together, holding hands on the whole
line.
Kumbaya at the bottom of the league, bro.
The supporters came back, but the team's still not.
They went just like you said, you know, the energy was like there. The players definitely felt it too and were feeding off of the crowd being there, supporting them and all that stuff. But then I think it's just the system don't maybe have the players necessary. They have been beaten up by the injury bug, you know what I mean? And a talent like Pooj can't do it all. Just like you said earlier, two talented dudes on an 11 player team can't do it, you know, on the field. Duke can only do so much, and then after that, they start mentally checking out too because they're doing enough and not everybody else is meeting them halfway, you know, from that point. Ricky's probably going to end up going back to Spain anytime soon anyhow.
Yeah, I heard some offers are out
there. You know what I mean? I'm not surprised, bro. Duke came out here to get his stock back up, and he's done that.
He did Zlatan, you know?
Yeah. He said he wasn't having fun in L.A., so.
I mean, I think he's been having a blast, you know, but, you know, I know he wants to go back home.
Bridget's just trying to meet him.
Hey, I met him. We were in the same hotel together.
Oh, that's right.
Cop yourself a surfboard and just go hang out off the bus somewhere. You might run into him.
Nah, I'm good off that.
No, but like even when Beckham first came to the LA Galaxy, like he didn't have nobody around him. He struggled the first few seasons. Mm-hmm. Galaxy fans were like, why did we bring this pretty boy here? Mm-hmm. Then they got him some Etton Buttles. Yeah. Who else they got? They got a Portuguese.
They brought him Keane. And all that stuff helped him settle in. You know,
because it's a difference giving a 40-year-old pass to El Fenomeno and giving a 40-year-old pass to Etton Buttle. Like, what is Etton Buttle going to do with a dive, bro?
I swear, dude, this is probably the fourth time Etton Buttle has caught just a wild stray.
From this
like,
guy, right?
Yeah. Bro, like
because Beckham was my favorite player growing up, and then, like...
I think there's probably a whole episode worth of digging into that.
Yeah.
What happened with him and Buttle. They maybe ran into each other.
No, literally not that deep, like... I was a big Beckham.
Don't like him.
No, not even that. I was a Beckham, like biggest Beckham fan growing up. Mm-hmm. Had the long hair with the little ponytail on top, ponytail on the bottom, like doing the most.
Oh, big fan.
Doing the most. And then like he comes to LA Galaxy, and I'm hyped. Like right. Beckham coming to LA, like this is a guy I looked up. I had the Predators all color,
fanboy.
Cried. Straight up fanboy. And then he comes, he gets that hate, and he's giving Etton Buttle dimes. And like he's not doing the dime, and I got a little hate for Edson because I was like, dude, make my boy look good. What are you doing? It's basically that.
Okay, I feel it. Okay, that's justified. I understand that.
Now I want to go back to the music, because you mentioned something like if you guys were from the UK, or you know if there was some connection to Europe or South America, even where you know the culture is there and that's been like you know. Part of like ingrained in just everyday life, maybe things would be different. But you guys could have like gone for like a grime, you know, type, you know. But like, there's certain rapper from Toronto as well who likes to switch up his sound a lot and use different accents. I don't know his name's. It's slipping my head. I don't know. I forget.
I'm not familiar with
him. We don't claim him.
But y'all always stay McConan. True to y'all's sounds.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I love McConan.
No, but you know, you mentioned like, you know, it sounds like the soundtrack to Mobb Deep or, you know, like that kind of like, you know, golden era hip hop. You guys always stay true to that, you know, just like personal, like who you are, make it authentic or whatever. Is that something that you want to continue like moving forward? Do you see, because I mean, sounds evolve, like things change, but there's always going to be that, you know, the skeleton of rap, you know, that's just like the bones of what makes rap. Like what's the future of this?
I think we bring the hip-hop culture to that soccer culture that we lack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we're not out there. We're not with these these clubs, we're not that engraved as fans, but we're big enough fans here where we make up for that on the hip hop side of things and staying authentic to that. Because like you're saying, you can hear these references he's making, right? To these sounds, and it's just soccer. So, you know what I mean? That's me personally. I think that's where we make up for it, is with the hip hop side of things.
Because those are probably the two biggest, most globally recognized things in the world, like rap and soccer. You know?
Two biggest cultures on the planet, in my opinion. Yeah. The sound of the music, I think, is a testament to what we've all grown up on. Obviously, these guys have kind of let me, spearhead the sound in a way and whatnot. And over time, he's comfortable enough, obviously, now to tell me, that ain't it, Or Dubs will feel like a certain way about the cuts or the arrangement of the record and be like, let's make his suggestion, And we're at that space where we're all comfortable enough with each other, respect each other enough as artists, obviously, to do what's best for the best joint, But I think because, again, the death of the Darby, when we first were even trying to figure out a name, with this whole life and death of the Darby, that's where it kind of came from, because that's what it feels like for anyone who goes, if you're an Everton fan or a Liverpool fan, you play against each other. You share the same feeling with Barca and Real Madrid fans when they play against each other or any other rivals anywhere in the world. So we just wanted to highlight that feeling more than anything. And when you're, taking that walk with your team, you're with the supporters to the stadium, just that, almost that Green Street hooligan energy, what I mean? And we kind of highlight some of the stuff that maybe is taboo now and doesn't want to be, discussed or highlighted in any way because, you don't want to see that. But unfortunately,
it's
just real life. And that's what we do. Yeah. We're going to highlight the reality of it all. You'll see in season one or two, we even shouted out some of the supporters, the ultras who unfortunately have lost their lives in supporting their teams and stuff like that. We'll reference all this stuff because we're celebrating the history just as much as we're celebrating these teams and these players and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, if the music evolves, that very well could be just, these guys' influences too, feeling like, Dubs might come out, pull out a record one day and be like, I think this is what we should be doing. Mm-hmm. And if it hits and it registers with me and Juco, then that's what we're gonna do. We don't really kind of like to limit ourselves or put ourselves in the box all the way, mm-hmm. but who knows?
Yeah, we're about to touch the Daft Punk era where we dress up like Daft Punk.
Oh,
yeah, bro.
This is probably the rare YouTube interview we
just we're actually going full rave. We might just bring dubstep back, dog.
Dang.
we said we're up in shiny suits and we're going to full Daft Punk.
There you go. Hey, you got to stand out somehow, right?
Hey,
switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're just gonna throw a little gas on the fire and see how long it burns. Yeah. But bro, I think that's a part of the grimy sound that we have. I think that's what brings people in too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how is how?
Mm-hmm.
But once you listen enough, it all makes sense. It's very seamless.
Right. Yeah. I was telling Ramsey earlier, listening to your music and the way that it sounds, mm-hmm. it brings me back to when I was growing up. I used to listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony, or in college I was listening to Flatbush Zombies and
all that.
So ASAP Mob and
went to juvie.
Hey, it got expunged. I got expunged.
Hey, listen, we don't talk about that. The track off the records,
all
please.
That all
but
that
you know what I mean? And for me, it's listening, that was the music that I would listen to, and I was out there and I was at the concerts with ASAP Mob coming out, crazy, sweaty, or just the vibe that you get from that underground,
definitely.
Rap and the culture. To have you guys combine that with soccer, which is another passion of mine, I think it just takes it to another level.
I'm waiting for us to, eventually when we set off and do a tour, whether it's, stateside, abroad, mm-hmm. whatever, I can't wait for us to work to the point where those crowds look like they're at the games. I want to see Foos crack a flare open. Yes. I want to see a flag.
Go crazy.
That's
I want to see the smoke.
I already see a big flag with Death at the Derby.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
That's what we hope to cultivate,
right?
To when we get to that point. We just got to keep working, for that. But, just keeping it as grimy as we can, really, because that's the testament to the hip-hop side of things like he mentioned and whatnot. That's how we balance the scales mm-hmm. out. But I guess on the other side of things, the hip-hop people don't understand the footy side of it.
Right.
People see the covers like, what the is this? You know what I'm saying? And we kind of gloss over it.
Even if they don't listen, like, or know anything about, like, the players or like, you know, the references, I mean, the beats and the rhymes are just dope enough to where you're like, you could just, like, hip hop.
Oh,
you
yeah.
still bump this.
We've had, that's dope. That's really some of the illest, too, to what he's highlighting, because it's always cool when we have people tell us that who never were in the footy or love the sport or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, like, listening to your guys' music, I'm watching more games now, or hey, yo, check it out, I went to my first game, and it's kind of like we're helping people discover the sport that mm-hmm. me and him grew up playing mm-hmm. And watching and being a part of and whatnot through music, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, and to bring it back real quick, one thing you were saying before is we're getting in this culture, it's still young for us, what we're doing, but like these, like you said, these are the two biggest platforms really mm-hmm. on earth. So there's gonna come a time where we might not get in with the club, but we'll get in with the ultras. And if we're in with the ultras, like we really got the fans now. You know what I mean? Like the club is an executive level of people you're dealing with, and might not even actually be fans. They may just be that's their job. But like we start getting in with these ultras.
Yeah,
these ultras
start packing out employee, our show. You know, depending on who
we made it.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, definitely. It broadens the spectrum for us. Like, you know, we get to just, you know, have such an open playing field for like just to introduce ourselves to people via sound and via, you know, your favorite team or favorite player, you know, which is awesome. It opens a lot of doors for us.
And it's like you said, right? Like, they're two big industries in the world, and eventually they're going to gravitate towards each other. You're already doing that. And I think that's something that I've seen and that, like, we're starting to see more of is more often than not, a lot of the community are the ones that bring the faces and the music and the highlights to the teams and to the clubs. Exactly,
we're in the crowd. We're in the crowd.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're a little bit more to the front of the crowd, you know, because we are fans. You know, like if you're gonna catch us at a game, you're gonna catch us hanging in the supporter sections.
Right.
You're gonna catch us trying to socialize with the people that we represent via our music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this music is for you guys. Essentially, whoever your team and if you're proud of them, this is for you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And we're just overall, we love the sport. So we're never, even me as a Man U fan, as a Liverpool fan, you know, we hate each other. You know, when it comes to fandom, but as homies, we love the sport more enough to let that be the whole mission statement, more so than like, you know, making it biased and always being about our clubs or whatever, because then we just really would like pigeonhole ourselves.
Definitely.
Like, this is for the whole culture, you know? So we're just gonna keep growing it in that regard. So it's super inclusive. You know, eventually maybe we'll start touching into making tracks for a Mia Hamm or a Marta or something like that, and show love to the ladies and those athletes who have done good too, because, you know, my boy has a daughter. Most of my homies have daughters, and I wouldn't be surprised if these girls grow up playing soccer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're not going to be looking up to us as men. They're going to be looking up to the women that played, you know, at some point, and that dad put her on to, like, oh, yeah, Mia Hamm was a legend. Like, check out her reels and stuff like that. You know, and if we can, once we start branching into that, that'll be the super inclusiveness of it all. You know what I mean? To show and shed light to all that play the sport, you know?
Yeah,
that's facts.
It's happening, too. Like, even, like, look, I mean, my sister-in-law, Gavlin, she just did the whole Under Armour thing. She did it for like two of the female World Cup players that were out there. Like,
We're seeing that more. I mean, like I said, like I think you see it a lot in the UK, specifically like the footy and hip hop, right? Like they're hand in hand.
Right.
Hand in hand. Even the fashion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like footy fashion, the tracksuits, the jerseys, all the little accessories that come with it. You see it in the hip hop communities. Yeah. You see it, you know, on other athletes and just famous people and whatnot. So you'd be lying to yourself to not acknowledge the massive influence that footy is. Right. Maybe even a notch above hip hop, you know? But they're right there neck and neck, and me and my boys here have figured out a way to provide it to people in a way they haven't had it before.
So usually in the States, the people that ran culture was the NBA, and let's be honest, that's the truth. But now, like, you see a name like going to hang out with Jimmy Butler, going to Miami game. You see these basketball players, which historically they've been the culture.
If Rick Ross pulled up to see Messi, bro, you know what time it is.
Definitely. So like you see all these players now rocking a soccer jersey. It's cool. I remember growing up, like I
was the same as you, bro. I see a fool in a video, I'm like, he don't have no idea what he's rocking. It's stylish, bro. And like, you know, I don't knock it, you know what I'm saying? Because you look at the jerseys, you know, it's easy to just pluck a jersey, throw a little complimentary pair of sneakers on or a fitted on, and you fly, bro, because the jerseys are just fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to worry really about a crazy name brand kind of thing. You can can even find a replica joint or some throwback shit, or just a team that nobody knows, you know,
right,
from the Dominican League or freaking like it's, and like, where'd you find that? It's just it's a footy jersey. That's why, right, it's fly.
Yeah. But it just shows how much soccer is growing in America now that, right, the NBA players are rocking, mm-hmm, your favorite soccer player's jersey. So it, yeah, shows, like, yeah, that it's about
that
to
time,
hit,
bro.
It's about to hit that, yeah.
And I think LeBron has been a minority shareholder in Liverpool for some, yeah, time, mm-hmm, for a while now. So,
but he's crazy lying about like all the, like they asked him who his favorite players, where he's like all of them. There's so many great ones.
All,
you know,
of them are,
yeah,
great.
The LeBron jersey Liverpool collab.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that.
Yeah, that came out.
Yeah. That was crazy too. Yeah. But yeah,
there's a lot of crossover now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of crossover now. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we could, you know, like I said, we just got to keep working. That's how I look at stuff. You know. If we were just so concerned with being seen and being these maybe YouTube personalities or influencers, we wouldn't make the dent in the impact that we're making with this music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And so we're flying under the radar. That's how I've been feeling for the longest. We're just flying under the radar, and it's just going to be a matter of time. And then you guys will be able to tell people, like, y'all late.
Mm-hmm. You
definitely.
Because they've been doing that.
You know?
And some underground rappers that just have a big following, like Tech N9ne, like, Royce the Fine Nine. I was a big Detroit fan, Detroit rapper fan. Just even that a Black Sheep, they only had one hit, but they had a big following in underground. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy.
Yeah, bro, we're just growing it a day at a time with every project. You know, we hope more people discover us every day. That's the blessing too, with the catalogs that we do have now. For the people who maybe just are gonna hear Capitano for the first time, they get to dive into a whole back catalog of almost 15 projects worth of music, so, and it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm always excited. I wish I could, you know, experience what that person experiences, mm-hmm, like discovering us for the first time, and being like, wait, they got all this other stuff too? Like, what the hell? You know, and like, so we're just going to keep adding to it. We got a lot of new stuff. Merch is crazy that we got coming out. And we're just always trying to take it to a different notch, bro. You know, just do better than we did previously.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but listen, we're running out of time here, but we really appreciate y'all rocking with us, and
thank you
know,
guys,
we've been years now, like
been locked in. I mean, to keep it a buck, man. Anybody who's been tuned in with you guys from the beginning have been tuned us. You know, you guys were, I want to say, the first really
early adopters,
early to acknowledge us, to show us love, reach out, have us on, and just keep this relationship with you guys going on. It's been dope. It's been a blessing. So thank you guys for having us here, you know, first and foremost, all the time. And we love seeing y'all grow too, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? So it goes hand in hand. You know, I feel like our success would be your success and vice versa. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Rising tides, man.
Hey.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey.
That's what this podcast is all about.
Yeah.
Mixing, blending in the beautiful game with beautiful culture.
Yeah. It's like Toronto women, it's just a big blend. Like,
My guy knows.
Oh man, you're crazy. Yeah, but this has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Believe Network. Once again, the Death of the Derby crew, DJ Del Plates, Lord Juco,
yes,
Cousin Feo, thank you so much for joining us. But for Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Keep it tapped in. We got more stuff coming down the road, but until then, we'll catch y'all next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.